Oh, you mean you're missing that. Stingrays.
Before we go through, yes, stingrays. Please cross out Sharkies and write in stingrays.
I was wondering.
Okay, everybody get their pencil now. Teacher says stingrays.
Maybe.
I want to thank Ed and Alan for bringing that immediately to my attention.
Well, no, I heard
here's,
Mike's
here's,
the church.
Here's the over, here's my overriding thought on this whole site plan thing. We need we got about four major or big changes that I'd like to see made. First, the noise issue. We got to do something with this noise clause the way it's in the site plan law. I just got an email back from Ed. The county planning board guy,
Diamante,
saying that our law doesn't allow us to view this noise on a 24-hour basis. It has no time to it. My response to that is that you can't legislate an absurd law. The courts won't allow you to make an absurd interpretation of the law. And the way the law is written, you couldn't do any grass cut on a commercial piece of property because it exceeds 70 decibels. So you got an absurd result. We can't interpret it like that. We can only interpret it either on a 24-hour basis or maybe during the hours of operation of the business. Or like I said here, perhaps there should be different levels for different times of the day. Perhaps 90 decibels would be acceptable between 9 and 5 and only 70 decibels after that. Most people that work away from home don't care about how much noise is occurring while they're gone. They only care about when they come home and that it's quiet.
Quality life system.
Right? So, I mean, obviously people work at night at different hours, but in general. And if we had a site plan where the people came and said, hey, wait a minute, I work in, you know, and I try and sleep all day, I can't have 120 decibels pounding, whatever. But there needs to be some sort of revision to that whole noise thing because it doesn't, it's not working for us. The noise thing's not working for us. I know when I looked at the zoning board's minutes, they had it at 90 decibels, and then the next time you turn around, they had moved it to 70 decibels with no explanation as to why that was done, but it was done, and the noise part doesn't work for us. So we gotta fix that, or suggest a fix for that. Signs. Ed brought up the point with the sign. The way it's written in the change of use thing, it almost appears as though the only time we should review a sign is when it has to do with the change of use. I'm proposing that we remove that right from that section and make it its own. And like I wording like site plan approval shall also be required for the construction, reconstruction, installation, expansion, contraction, alteration, or relocation of any sign which requires a permit to be issued pursuant to Town of Carroll's sign law. So if they need a permit, they come to us for approval, we give the approval, they go get the permit. Now, the Town of Carroll sign law, as it's written, says that they give a permit for any sign that's 50 square feet or less, and that's lower than a certain amount. So the way it's written now, the sign, we would not be reviewing any signs unless they exceeded the limits of 50 square feet or exceeded height or exceeded that. Now, if the town wants us to review more than that, then they should change the sign law to be more restrictive and cause more people to come before us for review.
I thought, too, the big issue of it was with the illumination, design, and style.
That's all in the sign law.
Which will supersede.
Okay. We would review a sign if they needed a permit for it. We wouldn't review a sign if they didn't need a permit for it. There's no reason to review a sign that you don't need. If they can put it up by pursuant to the sign law, why should we review it?
Sounds good.
Less intensive waivers and reviews. This is the issue that is the most overriding in my mind, this less intensive and the ability to exempt projects from review in total. Now, I'm proposing two different things. One is the less intensive review, but we eliminate the restriction on the specific elements of the plan that we're allowed to
Where are you reading from, Danny?
Huh?
Are you reading from something right now? Because I can't find what you're reading.
First page. First page. Down on
bottom of the
page. 4A.
4A.
Okay.
So that when a planning board finds that due to the special circumstances of a particular site plan proposal, the provisions of certain required elements of this law are not requisite to the interest of the public health, safety, or general welfare, or are inappropriate for a particular proposal, the planning board shall have the authority to waive such requirements and conduct a less extensive review of the project, provided, however, that such waiver will not nullify the intent and purpose of the town's master plan or zoning law if such exists. The planning board must state in writing its grounds for electing to conduct a less extensive review. Waivers are requested that the planning board conduct a less extensive review shall be explicitly requested by the applicant in writing and expressly granted only upon a majority vote of the planning board. Now, that's basically what we do now, except that we've eliminated the wordage that says section C, A through II this, and said, so we would be able to look at the entire law and say, we don't need this, we don't need that, we don't need this. Section B, when the planning board finds that due to the special, and this would apply to like the dragonfly and Lethierry's in front of it.
And actually, trailers.
You open up the worms, but go ahead.
When the planning board finds that due to special circumstances of a particular site plan which requires only a change of use of an existing structure within the town of less than 5,000 square feet, and it creates or requires no new parking, curb cuts, lighting, or signage subject to review, and review lot signage subject to review, and review of site plan proposals is not requisite in the interest of the public health, safety, and general welfare, the planning board shall have the ability to waive review of said project. So we can waive the whole view, provided that the waiver will not nullify the intent and purpose of the town's master plan, and it goes on to say the same thing as above. So those are my two proposals. We cut out the language in the less intensive review section that restricts us to that checklist. We really can't, if it's not included in the checklist, according to the laws it's written now, we can't exempt it. I'm saying allow us to exempt whatever we feel is appropriate to exempt. Don't restrict us to the checklist, number one. And number two is, if you have a building that exists and it's less than 5,000 square feet and it's like the dragonfly coming before us and all they want to do is do internal changes, they're not doing anything outside, they're not changing anything, the sign that's going up doesn't require a permit to have, we can waive the review of the entire project and give them the blessing to go ahead, and as long as they comply with the building requirements and the codes for whatever the uses they want to be, they can do it. Public hearings.
Under the same thing now.
And public hearings, too, should be made optional on the less intensive reviews so that we don't have to wait the additional 30 days to do a public hearing, because under the state law, the site plan law, we don't have to, there's no requirement that any public hearing be conducted.
I think you're leaving yourself open.
Well, these are my proposals, and that's what I'm throwing out there.
Back in that thing with the sign, I mean, this would also eliminate making somebody like the chamber go through a public hearing for the sign they put up.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. And I also feel like something like trailers. I mean, we have the no curb cuts, there's no septic, there's no site plan, they put on an addition.
That's in here, right?
Right. I think that falls in that criteria, like dragonfly.
They were coming back to us tonight, and they're not here now, because their 520 square feet building looks stupid. They wanted to go to 560 square feet.
Which makes it look great.
Which makes it look fine, but now because it went from 520 to 560, they have to go through the whole process, and we can only, as the law stands right now, waive review of those specific elements that are cited in that less intensive. And I'm saying that we could look at trailers, we could look at what their proposal is, we could look that it's only 560 square feet, that there's no additional lighting, no signage, no curb cuts, no nothing, and we could say, go ahead.
And build the building code.
And build the building.
And build the building code. We're covered with the building codes anyway.
We could do a much less intensive review. We could have them give their proposed drawings. What is the building going to look like? Give us a rendering. It's going to match what's out there. Fine, go ahead. Do our short form seeker.
Or say no,
we have to do a more extensive review.
It gives us more options. I agree with it.
What does Ed say?
You know, and you're here for
Ed. You're scaring
verbiage.
Me. Not talking
changes.
Verbiage.
Ed, you're not talking. You're scaring me.
But what we need to come to a consensus. Not necessarily tonight, but we have to come to a consensus as a board as to what proposed changes and the exact wording of those proposed changes we're going to provide to the town board. Right? They have to have something to look at.
I mean, not for nothing, not to open Pandora's box like we're saying, but say Lettieri and what he said and everything else is true, and say he sits down tonight and writes 37, I don't think we have 37 businesses on Main Street. But what I'm trying to say is it fair, even though it happened to him? I think the process is too long for that. Technically, the chamber, are they in violation? They moved twice. We can sit here and go on and on and on, or we can have them all come in.
Chamber's in violation down the street.
That's what I'm saying, but hear me out. We can look at this two ways, too. You have them all come in if it's a one-night thing. Not necessarily saying we would. If there's a complaint, it's resolved in a one-night thing. You know what? Knowledge is a little bit of control, too. Because now they're on paper for whatever. Well, we had no paper trail or nothing in the past. I mean, theoretically, it gives the town a little bit more knowledge, which is a little bit more power and authority to correct things. And I think, actually, it would go better if people would be more in compliance if it's a short form, instead of trying to snake these projects and this and that and having these issues. I almost think as a whole, where it's not affecting anything, I think we're better off to come up with a shorter version.
With all due respect.
Please respect me.
With all due respect, that was a terrorist act that he committed.
Oh, that was. I'm not agreeing. I'm just saying.
He's threatened us.
Basically,
that he's
going to
go with everybody. So I am not intimidated by any of that.
I was making an
verbiage
example
that he threw on us.
I was making an example.
Stick with the word verbiage.
But somebody like Guy or Dragonfly, she was a drama. I mean,
whatever.
I'm saying the process for some of these projects is too long. It shouldn't go to the same thing as somebody's putting up a building or what my projects were. I mean, theoretically, there should be somewhere in the medium where there's a little bit more control. I mean, these are taxpayers.
Because you didn't get your way.
You're going to
throw everybody else in?
I just used that as an example. No, right.
I know,
but
I just want to make sure.
But let's just say
we're not going to succumb to that our view.
That did partial. Yeah, I was like,
okay.
All I'm saying is this is the example we threw the word the chamber out there, which might not have been fair. We're in public opinion, all right? But let's just say hypothetically somebody, or the nail place in Unks. All right? Well, then, theoretically, let's just say somebody did put a complaint in. All right? We all had knowledge of it and everything. And really, it didn't affect it. There's no curb cuts. There's no septic. There's no secret review. There's no issues. Should they come before us? Yes. Because either we have to enforce all or enforce none. But to the degree of the involvement in it, I think it's too much. Every project has to go before the full site plan review. I think there is a need for something what Dan's proposing. Whether he's right, whether you agree with every particular, all I'm saying is I believe there is a need in our site plan law for something less restrictive to get these people through it. And we got to remember, we're all taxpayers and so are they. I mean, somewhere we should be accommodating at some point instead of proactive when people first walk in, which you are. Dan, you're doing a great job. But these laws and everything are restricting us to some extent. In my opinion, I'm done talking, all right?
And they're there for a reason.
Yeah, but you know what? Five people made this law. Did they know 5 years from now
by the same token, too, I mean, if somebody comes before us and they say, I want a less intensive review, they give us their paperwork, they give us their justifications, and they tell us why they want it, and then we have to vote on that as a whole board.
Especially like he was saying with the nail place. It's in a strip mall.
Well, Unk's argument
that
is that he's got approval for a shopping center, mm-hmm. and that shopping center is shopping center. We don't necessarily dictate what stores are in the shopping center.
But would there be an argument? Would he be more inclined to come in here when he rents to somebody and says, hey, look, this is sick. It's going to take one meeting, let's say, hypothetically, if everything goes right. Wouldn't they be more inclined to come?
Right.
And then we have a little bit more information
and
knowledge.
I'm not disputing what you're saying.
Okay.
It's a place like that. It's fine. What I'm worried about is then you could say we're picking and choosing now.
We should. This eliminates that, too.
I mean, if that dragonfly lady came in here that first night after she had been told she had to come here, and came with her proposal and said, this is what I want to do. I'm not making any changes to the outside. The only thing I want to do is put up the sign, you know, and it's not part of what we would have to review because there's no permit required, okay? We could have turned around and said, either we approve your project, or you don't have to come before us at all, we waive it.
And I'm concerned with people like Guy at Trailers for his project that small. We all know what it looks like, where that slab's coming to. At 520 feet, it comes right in the middle of his door. It looks hideous. I mean, you can have a building that looks like this. If we had 30 more square feet, I mean, theoretically, our building codes cover us anyway. He's not really adding square footage because he's just building on a slab that's there already. That is where I see problems too, not just with the renting situations and change of use, but in the square footage, maybe we could be a little lenient.
Flexible.
Let me use the word flexibility, but I just think it serves the whole town better.
Doesn't say that we're exempting projects that are change of use from review.
We still got
to
vote.
We're having the ability to do it. I mean, we may look at a project on Main Street and say, oh, no way are we exempting that from review. Mm-hmm. Right? And they'd have to apply to us for that.
It's unfortunate it happened, but I mean, Stacy's got instituted some sort of a procedure to investigate all these accusations. Get an accusation, jump right out, and shut the people down, okay? There should be some sort of procedure over there, so it don't come back on us.
And I agree, but that's not our job either. I mean,
I know
the town needs
job.
To work that out with her.
Yeah.
But I just think this is another tool for us to do a better job, more effective.
More efficient and quicker.
And we still can have the opinion that we want them to not be less intensive.
Well, we're going
to
vote on it. We
vote on
majority.
It. They apply to us for it, and we vote on it.
All right, that's the first vote. Then should
be. You do have to have the wording.
Anyway. It's up to our discretion.
What's that?
Always says that to us anyway. It's up to our discretion in anyway how we want to vote on things.
Yeah, but the law is restricted what he's saying.
Right.
The way
so
it's
what I'm saying. So we should take the responsibility back that we used to have.
Right.
Now, do we vote on this as the town board if we decide to do so?
We have to figure out the exact language. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff in the law that needs cleaning up. Like there's references to section C this and C5 and C6.
But
actually, it's supposed to be D5 and D6 and
those are
and
typos.
Right. And then there's another issue of the site plan visits. Talking about site plan visits, it's contained in the sketch plan portion of the law where we go for site plans. Now, it's conceivable that if we should move that out of there and put it in the preliminary review, because if we go before the application, we have no way of getting money back on that. So that has to be moved out of there.
And the people did this, I'm sure, for a lot of time and effort.
The definition of wetlands, I mean...
Well, once you work with something, it's different than doing it theoretically. Once you work with it, you use it, then you see, where it needs to be.
And the definition of wetlands, I mean, it goes on a paragraph, almost two paragraphs of talking about what the Fish and Wildlife says wetlands are, what this one says wetlands are, but it gives all these different things about this one needs flora and fauna, this one only needs flora, but it never actually says, this is our definition of a wetland. You know what I mean? It doesn't say anything. Outdoor storage talks about storage that's enclosed. Well, if it's an enclosed storage space, what's an indoor storage space?
It's an indoor storage. I'm sure we can see
building and structure. The way the thing reads, they're saying that the term building includes structure, but the term structure is more all encompassing than building. It's everything is backwards on that definition.
That
dwelling.
Makes sense.
What's that?
That makes sense.
No.
No, you know why? Because a bridge is a structure, but not a building.
Yeah, but the way that the law reads is that you would consider a bridge to be a building.
Nah.
Both have a point.
The way our law reads, you would read it to believe that a bridge is a building.
So all structures.
All structures are buildings. That's what the law says. All structures are buildings. The term building shall include the term structure. And it should be the other way around.
I wish I had it today.
Dwelling in multiple families the way it's written, it seems to indicate that each building on the plot has to be at least three or more dwelling units instead of just one building on the plot. So all you really, so you could, I mean, if you had one that was three and one that was one, well, wait a minute, this is not, I mean, so that, it had, should say at least one of which is three.
And really one that would have to be required to go before a planning board, not the other.
Right. So there's a few, I mean, housekeeping problems.
Right.
There's housekeeping problems.
But I mean, I think that we'd be ignorant or not doing our job if we didn't try to fix some of this stuff. I mean, really. If it's our responsibility to try to fix it, I think
so
we're legit not
there. How do we want to proceed from here, then?
I think we should all think about it.
I personally want to read this and go over the law and then come back and look at it again.
Okay. October meeting?
I'm fine with October. I like to look at it.
It's 14th.
That's a special
stuff. We'll see if we can get the zoning board to talk about it with us. Well, you said that it's not going to happen. So,
okay.
Do you think they might?
If you want to meet with us, I think it should be when Nan is at our meeting, which is the fourth Monday of the month.
Yeah, is it this
month? We meet with her on the 28th of this month. She's our advisor.
On the 28th of September.
October 28th of September.
Okay.
It is second and fourth Mondays,
Monday,
right?
Okay.
And a lot of that was written, of course, with her.
Yes.
So
right.
She won't be available. She won't be at the meeting on the 14th anyway.
Okay. So we could have a couple of our members come to the meeting on the 28th. Maybe an hour early or something like that so they don't interfere with regular business.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. What time is it? 7? Is it 7 o'clock normally?
We meet at 7.
Okay.
It's the second or fourth Mondays. I'll take both or one. I don't care. I wasn't sure.
I mean, Nan knew.
And you have to remember, if I might say, is we did have a member of the planning board when we were writing it. And not only a member of the planning board, but was the chairman of the planning board.
We understand that. But
Janet had told me last year to work with this law for a year and see what you like and dislike about it. Well, we've worked with it since October of last year, actually even before, and we're hitting September now, and I've had a year, we've had a year to work with it, and now I've come up with things that we like and dislike, or that we dislike about it and feel we need
change.
Yeah, so, I mean, I did what she asked, and now I'm going to ask her to do what I ask.
Well, things, you know, it's a work in progress. I think of most things as a work in progress. You know?
Well, I think it'd be ignorant not to do anything.
Right, and, you know, Nan, not that the rest of the zoning commission doesn't, but a lot of things, like I remember her talking specifically where those definitions of wetlands came from, and there's several different kinds of wetlands. There's the DEC and the Army.
Yeah, but it doesn't give us.
It doesn't give.
It doesn't
that.
Give us a definition.
Right.
It only describes what other agencies call them.
Right. So you know, she may have stuff in her head as why she suggests that, or you know, why the zoning commission did it.
Not only that, but we always say we need DEC wetlands. We need Army Corps wetlands. Nobody ever says anything about fish and wildlife.
Wetlands.
Do we have Army Corps?
No,
there was only the rivers.
Oh, no.
There was only the rivers.
No.
And I agree with you, too, about the, you know, the less intensive review. I would just caution you to be careful to not make it so that you're not actually looking at things that you should do. You know, sometimes things appear so simple, and then it's not until you look at it that you see the complexity behind it. So just don't, you're going to have to find a balance there that you're just not.
Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and certainly, ultimately, it'll be you guys on the town board decide on what the law changes will be.
Maybe there can be, like, that you don't have to make the decision at one point or another. Maybe, you know, they can ask, and you can say to some people, yeah, this absolutely makes sense. And the other people can say, well, bring in this, and then we'll figure it out.
Right, which gives us an option. I agree.
It still gives you that option.
A little more leeway to... like they can propose a project that's, and they want a less intensive review, and we look at it and say, well, we need this, and this for us to make a decision. So bring us that stuff.
We still would cut 60 days off the process. Right. We're on average anyway, so right. I mean, they don't have to be happy.
And if we can exempt the less intensive reviews from the public hearing, then that also pops another 30-day waiting period off of that. You know?
And the board still has the flexibility, like we all said, to decide if we want it to be a short form, I'm going to use the word short form, or long form, or bring more info, like you said, to make the decision. Regardless, if somebody's in that position and we make them go 60 days, they're still in a lot better shape than we're averaging 60 to 120 days right now on a project. I mean,
yeah,
they really are. Right?
Most of them are almost 90 days. One day they come in, next
right to the public hearing. Right.
They ask for the public hearing, and they go to the public hearing. They're lucky they get.
And I think they're getting carried away. I mean, when they fired Lenny DiStefano, now that all started, that whole progress when Lenny wasn't reappointed.
Just so you know, Catskill has a problem with enforcement.
Can you look at what we've got and see if, like, you don't like the wording for some reason and something should be changed?
Yeah, but as you said, it was in the abstract.
Right.
Oh, while it's in my mind, Deshane and the escrow agreement, is that signed yet?
Yes, actually, because Luann's told me and I let you escape.
I told him.
I'm going to talk to her.
He said screw her. I have sent it
to his attorney. I spoke to his attorney on the phone. His attorney said that he would get that signed agreement to us as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. I'm inclined to not review the project if we don't get the escrow agreement.
And all fairness to everybody involved, maybe.
And we're having a special meeting for him, so I assume as soon as possible.
We need that signed escrow agreement in hand, approved by you, or whatever it needs to be by September 14th. If we don't have it, we're not going to go forward with the review.
That's all fair, because there are people with concerns with the project. That's all fair.
We're making accommodation. I made a special accommodation for him by having this meeting. I think he can accommodate me by signing the paperwork. I think that's only fair. I mean, we still have money in the account. Don't get me wrong. According to Luann, there's still enough money in the account to cover this.
But we need the written agreement.
But I want the written agreement.
Yeah, you know, if they're in agreement, then you're in the same situation you have with Matthew.
So. Knock yourself out, you will. Go, I'll listen to you. We're early. Go ahead.
No, not now, but I'm saying, if I write.
Will you take writing comments? Sure, I'll take written comment. Sure.
He just gave you an opportunity to speak.
And you didn't speak? Oh my God! Okay, meeting adjourned. We're done.
It's a new dance.
By the way, guys, if we need sound, I happen to be a sound engineer.
Are you?
Yeah. I have all that equipment.
I would be in
it. I can set up a 70 DVD player.